Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I have two guests today, my friends Mike Camoyne and Tom Mercer, and they're with the Upstate Independent Filmmakers Network, and they're here to talk about their organization, and they're also here to talk about an event that's going to take place this Wednesday at Proctor's. So, Tom and Michael, let's talk a little bit about your organization and how it benefits the Capital Region.
Well, Upstate, this is Mike. This is Upstate Independent Filmmakers Network was established by Tom and myself in 1995. We had a hunch that we wanted to get into filmmaking ourselves. But while Tom had studied film, I had a camcorder. I was working on a documentary. But we really didn't know the things that you need to know in order to produce a film, complete it, get it out for broadcast, reach an audience, book a theater, all the things, make a movie poster, all the things that go into filmmaking. So in 1995, we started a group. We put an ad out in the Metroland, and lo and behold, there were other people who wanted to do the same thing, wanted to get into filmmaking. At that time, there was only one film commission in the area, and that was the Saratoga Film Commission. And it, you know, at that time, independent filmmaking wasn't seen as a real viable contributor to the local economy. It was mostly studio and big motion pictures, and the region has certainly benefited from those over the years. It usually one or two every year or every other year. But what people have slowly learned, at least from our 22-year experience, is the value of independent filmmakers and what they bring to the region. Case in point, just what we were talking about just before we came on the air, this movie As You Are, which is now playing at Spectrum this week, was made by a filmmaker who was mentored by other filmmakers through the Albany Free Academy. And now this filmmaker, he goes on to make a movie here in the area, and it goes on to Sundance and wins a special jury prize. So, you know, the benefit is almost immeasurable to the region. But we can go into that more and sort of turn it over to Tom and get some of his input on UI.
Yeah, Tom, explain your journey since 1995 with this organization.
Cynthia, thank you for having us on the show. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and it's a pleasure tell Albany and wider Capital Region about Upstate Independent Filmmakers Network. Mike laid a nice groundwork for what motivated us. It's really sustained Mike and I in our developing career over the 22 years it's been in existence. And we brought in, I think, a lot of other people and helped them. We went from meetings of a handful of folks at a cafe to bigger venues over the years. Now we meet at the Linda, which is on the WMHT Performing Arts Studio on Central Avenue in Albany, and have about 100 members who support each other in the learning about and the actual hands-on work of filmmaking. We're a network, and as such, a big part of what we provide is an opportunity for people to meet each other and serve each other's needs in terms of learning and in terms of hands-on accomplishment. So I'm really proud of the fact that we've been able to sustain this for so long and how we have been a resource in our community as over these years, the access to the means of production of independent films have become much more democratically available to people.
Now, since 1995, have either one of you or both of you been amazed at the enthusiasm to be a filmmaker in the Capital District? Mike?
I'm always amazed. You know, they say it's a miracle when anything gets completed. As Tom mentioned, you know, our own works have been able to advance. But in the early days of UIFN, just to give you a quick story, at one point we were located at the Borders Books and Music Store on Wolf Road. And we had up to 60 people coming out to a meeting. We had eventually we grew. There were so many people there. We were blocking merchandise at our monthly meeting. We had to find a different location. But that was just the desire that people had in the region for this. The store started to augment its film magazine subscriptions that were flying off the shelves. They created a book section for filmmaking, and those books were being consumed by people in the area. You started to see categories like Best Local Filmmaker developing in various publications. You saw filmmakers like Columbia University College graduates Courtney Hunt launch into a short film that later becomes a feature called Frozen River that propels Melissa Leo to an Academy Award nomination and a screenwriting nomination for Courtney. There's just been countless successes that I too am proud that you know, our network and the filmmakers up here have supported. And it's just it leads to I think a quality of life up here that didn't exist before.
Tom?
Well, I have I'm continuously continuously amazed and gratified by what people are able to accomplish as they move from wannabes to becoming filmmakers. Everybody's at a certain level, and they go from where they are to where they need to be, but as long as we're there to provide a network where people can make the proper connections, I think that's our main purpose. I'd like to go back to kind of the environment that was happening in the 1990s that made it possible for a group like ours to take root in a community like ours, which this region has, I think for a very long time, had creative impulse. We have the universities here. We have a very highly educated population. And what that is an important ingredient to creativity. And during the 1990s, when the means of making films became more available to people, ordinary people who didn't have millions and millions of dollars that studios had, and the independent film movement as we understand it today was being born, we were in on that ground floor and made some important connections at that time. Mike, you were invited to Cold Spring, and why don't you talk a little about how that led to our growth spurt and important connections to people who were major leaders in the independent film movement of the 90s.
Let me say something right here. As I created this today, I kind of screwed up on the time, so we just have 5 minutes left. So can you talk about the event? Can you talk about the Wednesday night event and how people can attend?
Sure. This is a perfect segue because it transcends the last 20 years. As Tom mentioned, April 1996, we invited a speaker named John Pearson to come up and speak to us at Borders at a book signing of his book, Spike Mike, Slackers and Dykes. I was then invited in June to participate in his what's called the Cold Spring Workshop. It doesn't take place anymore. It was invitation only. I met with 75 other filmmakers across the country and key industry advisors, people from Sundance to Michael Barker of Sony Pictures to, at that time, a company called Miramax, to October Films, to a man named Bob Hawke. And I had known of Bob Hawke because he was the man responsible for launching Kevin Smith's career with his first feature film called Clerks. Bob was the one person who happened to sit in on a Sunday morning screening at the Angelica, and one of 12 people, and Bob serves as an advisor to Sundance, and he discovers this film and this filmmaker, and he champions it like he's done with so many other filmmakers. We then invited Bob to come and speak to our network later that year, and he was brought on by our filmmakers to serve as consultants. He has done this throughout his life, discovering new films, filmmakers, championing them from inside, sort of the either the festival systems or the inside of a independent filmmakers network across the country and around the world. And he's going to be coming to speak. We're going to screen his film. He's helped independent filmmakers, and two filmmakers turned around and made a movie about his life, and it's called Film Hawk. And it's a documentary that premiered last year at Sundance and is going to be playing one night only, Wednesday, at Proctor's at 7 o'clock, and you can visit the Proctor's box office online to get tickets, both to meet Bob in advance at the VIP mixer at 5:45, or just the screening. The mixer is $25, and the screening is $10, and that starts at 7 o'clock. And there'll be a Q&A with Channel 13 Benita Zahn following the screening. I think it's going to be a wonderful night, and Tom had wrote up about it and said it's going to be a historic night, and I think that's correct.
So, Tom, we have a minute left. So go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say same thing. Come on out on Wednesday night. This is going to be an event that Upstate Independent Filmmakers Network is co-sponsoring along with several other sponsors. It's a fundraiser for a few organizations that support filmmaking in upstate New York. And we'd love to have a nice crowd turn out and meet one of the leaders of the independent film movement over the years.
Thank you so much, Mike Camoin and Tom Mercer. And come on out Wednesday night at Practice Theater at 7 o'clock and enjoy the movie and enjoy the great company. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Tom. I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. And thank you for listening to Focus on Albany.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Bye.